Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. Tonight, we explore spiritual cleansing and a variety of ways. This is Selena Fox, and I will share with you some of my own approaches to spiritual cleansing, as well as I plan to guide some spiritual cleansing experiences, meditations tonight. I invite you to begin with me connecting with the sacred according to your own tradition, your own way. We call on the divine as one. We call on the divine as many. Come, be with us. Guide us, aid us as we do spiritual cleansing work for ourselves and beyond. So be it. Well, what is spiritual cleansing? But a form of cleansing that involves what some people might call the invisible realm. Feelings and thoughts, our dynamics, our soul. And spiritual cleansing can have a physical component as well. And it's something that can be done as the need arises, and it can be done as a regular form of spiritual practice, which will help cut down on the need of doing emergency spiritual cleansing work. Not cut out all possibilities there, but certainly having one or more forms of spiritual cleansing as part of your daily spiritual practice can really aid you in daily life as well as your life as a whole. I'm going to talk primarily about spiritual cleansing involving what we can do ourselves for ourselves, our bodies, our thoughts, our feelings, our energies, our spiritual dimensions of self. But it also extends to our homes, to our household, those we make a home with, to communities, neighborhoods, groups, organizations, to the planet. So there's many different levels of spiritual cleansing. And while we'll be focusing primarily on spiritual cleansing that we can do ourselves for our lives and places that we're at, knowing that these same principles can expand outward and be used in a variety of different situations. So we have spiritual cleansing that we do as a regular practice. Then we have spiritual cleansing that we do when there's some kind of trouble, stress, disease, trauma, loss. There's also spiritual cleansing that we can do for ourselves and our own environments to aid us in times of collective challenge. And then there is spiritual cleansing that we do as part of personal growth and development. When we are taking on a new role, a new identity, we're moving to a new location, we're changing jobs. We're entering a course of study. So cleansing itself doesn't necessarily have to be something that's problem solving on a problem. It can be done as a way of preparation as we unfold, as we bloom in life. Spiritual cleansing is something that can be quite simple. You can do spiritual cleansing work without any aids, any tools at all. Or I prefer to have a range of things and the processes for doing spiritual cleansing so that if I'm in a situation and I'm trying a method that has worked for me before but doesn't work for the particular situation, I'm not having to scramble so much because I know about some other choices. One of the easiest ways to do some type of spiritual cleansing work is working with your breath, changing breathing patterns, using our minds in connection with intention. So I invite you that are able to join me in doing some breath work, centering yourself, sitting with feet flat on the ground and back fairly straight if you can, comfortable, not ramrod, or you can do this standing up or laying down, but allowing your body to settle into a place where you are, and then without trying to change your breathing pattern, just be aware of your breath. To use breath as a spiritual cleansing tool, it's really important to be able to be aware of it. Many of us are going back day-to-day life, and breathing is just something that happens automatically, it seems. That's a whole nother workshop to talk about the physiology of what happens with us as we breathe. However, when we focus our awareness on our breathing, then we are better able to work with it, to change it. So in the next few moments, just be aware of your breath without trying to change it in any way. And as you pay attention to in-breath and out-breath, notice what else is happening with your body. You may notice that your chest rises and releases with each breath. You may experience other things happening as well, especially if you use breath as a form of meditation aid. Your awareness on breathing can be expanded to working with breath to cleanse. So now we move into changing our pattern. Take a deeper breath, breathing in and then release. Breathing in and release. And add to this the intention that as you breathe in, you're breathing in relaxation. And as you breathe out, you're releasing. Breathing in relaxation, releasing. Relaxing, releasing. Now we're going to change the pattern again by, as we breathe in, relaxation. Hold it for a few moments, and then as you exhale and release, hold. hold it a few more moments. Breathing in, relaxation, releasing with the out-breath. As you do this intentional breathing, as you breathe out, extend your out-breath a bit more and let the release happen more. And now, add a sound to your breathing if you're in a situation where you can do that. Making a sound, a sigh, as you breathe out. And I invite you to use your mouth if that works for you. Breathing in and ha. In relaxing and out ha. Sighing. And do that for a few moments. And then just return to regular breathing. Now, a very simple thing, just being aware of your breath, focusing on its rhythm, and when you add a word, a phrase, an intention, then even more is happening with the breath. I find that if you're actually able to make a releasing sound as you breathe out, especially if you've been under a lot of stress, this amplifies the breathing technique. Ha. Ha. And as you do that release, you're using another part of your body, your vocalization. And that brings me to another technique for spiritual cleansing, which is to use words and sounds to aid you in cleansing. You may want to work with a chant. It can be a very simple chant. Cleansing, releasing, dispelling, healing, renewing. Cleansing, releasing, dispelling, healing, renewing. Cleansing, releasing, dispelling, healing, renewing. Five-word chant. And when you add your intention to each of those words, you amplify it, and you've done an affirmation chanting ritual for spiritual cleansing. Certainly, just saying words on their own, it can be helpful for some if you're used to doing that work already. But when you actually are focusing your awareness, your intention, and your attention on each word in the process, it amplifies it, and it's engaging more than one of your senses. You may also want to add movement to your cleansing work. Cleansing, and as you move hands around yourself, just imagine you're combing your energy field with your fingers, if you wish. Cleansing. Releasing, and here you can do a releasing breath, dispelling. So cleansing, you're scrubbing, releasing, you're letting it go, dispelling, you're sending it away, you're dissolving it away. Then you shift into healing, and you're basically, you've cleansed out, and now you're beginning a healing, a repatterning process, and then renewing, where you are bringing in healing and well-being. So another simple approach for spiritual cleansing. I'd like to share with you some examples of how you may be working with spiritual cleansing. Daily hygiene, come up with some method to cleanse away what does not serve. When you get up in the morning, one of my things is to focus on dreams and do some inner work, and then I get up out of bed. I often will do some journaling after I've brushed my teeth and done my morning wake-up routine, greeting the day, and cleansing is a really important part of my daily routine. And it isn't just a matter of washing hands, brushing my teeth, combing my hair, taking a shower, that kind of thing. But I also focus on not only physically cleansing and getting ready for the day, but energetically. I've done quite a bit of dream work over the years. Sometimes when I wake up, if I've had a challenging dream, I know that I need to do some process with that, and in a way, that is a kind of spiritual cleansing. That's why I have a means where I can set my dreams down, and often it's taking the form of writing it in a journal, just writing a transcript, and then doing some work. The very act of doing dream work can help shift one's awareness from a difficult night's sleep to actually transforming and getting the message from the dream to go about the day. But sometimes it's not so much a dream that's with me when I wake up. I may have had broken sleep. There may be things going on. I've overloaded myself with too much stuff going on and didn't fully get a good night's sleep. So what I call dispelling the grogginess. Well, that is something you can do spiritual cleansing with. And chanting, not even a word, just doing what some call toning, and letting the voice resonate within your being. Obviously, if you're in a household and you have thin walls, you need to come up with a good strategy to tone, and maybe not so loudly, or to be outdoors where you can really let your voice go. I live out in the country, so I do like using the sound of chanting to move energy through my being as I get up. And sometimes people find doing vocalizations, things that some people learn to train their voice for singing. And go on moving the voice up. So starting to vibrate, to resonate with your voice can wake you up, can clear away the grogginess. Other people, that's just not the style, which is why in our time together, I'm going to share a lot of different approaches. Now, some people have the morning coffee, the morning tea or some other beverage that one drinks in the morning. That can serve as a kind of cleansing ritual as well. As you sit and you take in the liquid, you're nurturing yourself and you're letting yourself transit from the sleepiness to more alertness. Another thing that one can do as part of a daily hygiene routine is to make some kind of rhythm. Clapping, or I have a variety of musical instruments that I work with. None of them are really complicated to learn for spiritual cleansing. This is a sistrum, which is the form I have is more of a rustic form, a forked stick with a wire across and some flattened discs. These are actually recycled bottle caps that got turned into sistrum clappers. And making a sound, if you're not comfortable working with voice, you may want to use a rattle Or some people like working with some kind of chime or bell, and I have what I call my dragon zills. So it's a way of not only creating an amazing sound, but you're literally changing your atmosphere, your environment. Some people play flute or guitar. There are so many different types of instruments. But being able to have something that shifts your energy. Ritual is something that I do in the morning. I face each of the sacred directions. In some traditions, it's working with the compass points. I work actually with 9 directions: north, earth, east, air, fire, south, water, west, are my correlations. A number of traditions, circle craft tradition, which I help birth, works with that configuration. But in addition to the 4 compass points, that which is above, cosmos, heavens, that which is below, the earth, planet, spirit of place, that which is center, that connects all together, and taking that center point within self and around self. So yes, you may not want to do 9 directions in the morning, but I find it really helpful. In addition to centering in the center of a circle with 4 compass points, to actually connect with each of the directions, and as I do, I draw in the power of that direction, I align with it, and that itself is a cleansing and renewing all at once approach. Arms out, drawing them in each direction. And I also greet the day. And what does greet the day mean? I'm honoring the day. I'm honoring the sacred by whatever form or forms I'm aligned with and working with it. And it's a way of welcoming the sacred into the day. It's getting myself aligned and prepared. In addition to these methods as part of daily hygiene for spiritual cleansing, things you may already do, brushing hair, washing hands, washing face, taking a shower or a bath, brushing teeth, doing that, physical hygiene can have a spiritual dimension as well, especially when you're doing it with awareness. In addition to these regular ways, kind of a daily hygiene thing, then other ways and other times to do spiritual cleansing is when you have encountered challenge, or you may have had an upsetting situation happening in your daily life. It might have been a conversation or argument. It might be if you are commuting and in traffic and dealing with, I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area. It's still part of my home space, even though I don't get there. I haven't been there for a couple of years due to the pandemic. But I know from many years of living in the greater Washington, D.C. area, traffic jams can be real opportunities to develop skills in spiritual cleansing as well as patience. And so if you find yourself experiencing frustration, you feel like you haven't been treated with respect, there's some kind of terrible energy that you've had to deal with, well, okay, be aware of it. But then also be aware that you can change the situation. You might not be able to immediately problem solve on what has just happened if it involves somebody else, but you can certainly change how you approach what's going on. So breath, another piece is if you are able to do some kind of release work, if you aren't Certainly I like singing or doing some sighs or laughing, actually inducing a laugh, which might sound, well, you're just making it up, but actually you can change your attitude by sounds that you make and things that you focus on. So having some skills in dealing with frustrating situations is really a good thing to do. Then there are situations that are much more traumatic and dramatic. This might be dealing with a natural disaster or a human-created one, war, for example. And certainly with climate change, there have been a variety of intense weather events, whether it's rain bombs, as they're called, or intense flooding, earthquakes, wildfires, tornadoes, hurricanes, just all sorts of things like that. If you're finding yourself in an emergency situation, obviously you need to get yourself safe, but once you have done that, find some ways of clearing away the impact of the trauma on you, not only to help yourself, but if you're with some other people, being able to cleanse and center yourself, you can be part of the solution instead of the traumatic pollution. So I'd like to share with you now some ways of working with different tools. And those of you who have taken part in workshops and rituals, meditations and things I've done in the past, know that I work with the five elements of nature: earth, air, fire, water, spirit. So I'm going to talk about these elements and ways of working with them in cleansing. Earth. Well, I have some examples. Salt is something that we need a bit of that in our bodies. Too much salt can be a problem for some people with conditions. But salt itself is considered very precious among the ancients. The ancient Romans paid their troops with salt. The name salary comes from salt in that tradition. Well, something you can do with salt that can be a form of cleansing is to take a bit of salt, put it between your hands, and as you are rubbing the salt, you imagine healing, cleansing powers flowing through your body. So yes, it's a salt rub ritual. And another method is to actually just hold one's hands in salt. If you do that with a small dish of salt, then use that salt, let it go out into the universe, a compost pile, or release it down the drain rather than using it if you're not only physically touching it, but you're energetically releasing into it. You want to let that return to nature. Some like to get a rock and hold a rock in one's hand. Or one of my favorite things, if I've had a really challenging day dealing with a lot of problem solving and stressors, this works best for warmer environments. But to actually go barefoot on the lawn or grass or in the garden. For me, I like just being barefoot on soil and to experience the healing power, literally, of the element earth coming up through my feet and really centering myself. Some people find it really helpful to work with one or more cleansing herbs. One of my favorite cleansing herbs is aloe vera. It is a succulent, doesn't need a lot of light, should not water it a whole lot. It likes it more on the dry side, and you don't want it standing in water. But aloe vera, yes, it's now used in suntan lotion as well as after sun healing. there is a gel that's inside the leaves, and yes, you can use it in a physical healing and cleansing way, but you may find you can use that, rub that between one's hands and on one's face to actually soothe oneself. And aloe vera is good for the skin, across different skin types and things. Of course, as with anything having to do with herbs, I always have to include the disclaimer, you know, we are organic beings and we can change through life. And so it's good to have some good information about any kind of herb that you use externally or internally before really adopting it as a regular part of your life. Get the information, but also tune into it. Does it work for you? Do you feel a really connection with it? It is antiseptic, and I've actually used it on burns as well as on scratches as a way of physically cleansing things, but it's also just a wonderful ointment and all-purpose wonderful herb. Another herb that I've used to help dispel stress, rosemary. Now, you can use rosemary powder or dried rosemary leaves, but if you have access to fresh rosemary, kind of moving the fresh leaves. I got a little bit that I trimmed from one of our plants. We're in an environment. I live in south central Wisconsin, and unlike some Mediterranean-type climates, California, Florida, some other warmer climes, where rosemary actually gets quite huge. It's year-round. It's a bush. It's a hedge. Here, it's more like a houseplant that we take in and inside and outside. But fresh rosemary is really a powerful purifying herb, and it smells great. And just the act of having a cleansing herb and being able to feel it, connect with its energy, breathe it in, can really be a wonderful cleanser for you. What are some other earth element things that you can do? Sweeping. I really like to work with brooms. And you can have brooms of all sorts of different shapes and sizes. But you not only can use brooms to physically cleanse an area, but you can use brooms to energetically cleanse an area. Vacuums can work. Electric vacuums can work. If I found myself really just dealing with a lot of stressors, I found sweeping vigorously my back porch or my front steps is a great way to release the frustration and to get some housework done. And vacuuming, well, if I'm not feeling great and I want to do some cleansing, I accomplish two things. I suck up the dirt from the rugs and the floor, and as I'm doing that, I think of myself energetically pulling out of myself and dispelling, collecting and dispelling the negativity, the stressors, the pains, the frustrations. In addition to earth, we have air, the element air, and one of the wonderful things to do is to be able to have some incense, or you can use a feather, and you maybe find yourself in a place where you can't physically burn incense. A feather or using your hand. Just moving the air around can be a really powerful symbol to yourself that cleansing is happening. And when you put your intention behind it, really fabulous. And then we have methods. Some people take essential oils and make sprays that you can use. And I got this at a Beltane Festival we held at Circle Sanctuary pre-pandemic. And I use it as a way of bringing some wonderful aroma into a space. And it not only can be a kind of air freshener, but it can cleanse ourselves. And it is a good idea, if you're going to be using some kind of formula, to get it from a trusted source, from someone that is conscious of ingredients and to have natural ingredients and things that are going to work for you and add to not only cleansing, but healing. Then we have the element fire. Well, fire can take the form of the sun. It can take the form of energy. And my sister and I actually use for all the elemental forms of cleansing. Rhythm instruments in particular allows an energetic sound and energy to happen that can be a good cleanser. And of course, with water, we have the anointing, hand washing, soaking, ritual showers, cleansing. When people think of spiritual cleansing in some traditions, water is what comes to mind, but as you can tell, each of the elements can be a cleanser. One of my favorite techniques for cleansing when I'm out in situations, I'm away from home, and if I'm dealing with some challenging situations, I will excuse myself, go into the bathroom and run some water and let the water running and the sound of the water running and my hands under the water. Yes, I'm into conserving water, but if you're having, if you need it for spiritual cleansing, let it run a bit and actually imagine that water is just pulling away the stressors and the concerns. I had a psychotherapy practice at a clinic for a number of years, several decades ago. I do my psychotherapy and counseling as part of my consultation practice, so it's private practice at this point. But I was part of a clinic, and between clients, one of the easiest ways I found to cleanse myself and the space was not only to do something energetically in the space, but I would get myself to a sink and let water flow through and let any negativity, trauma, challenge that had been transferred or released during the session to just go down the drain as a way of letting go. I also will work with the fifth element, spirit, and often in the form of light. And I'd like to share with you my rainbow healing light meditation as a cleansing and healing meditation in the next few moments of quiet. If you take a prism or some quartz crystals can be good, sunlight comes through, they see the rainbow spectrum colors come through. And one of the powerful things of working with meditation and working with colors in particular, colors as cleansing as well as nurturing, healing, renewing, is it's a way of giving yourself a tune-up. So if you are able, I invite you to find a comfortable place to sit or lay down and close your eyes if you're able, or lower your gaze, and in the next few moments of quiet, connect with the sacred according to your own tradition. It may be in the form of inner self, higher power. It might be a concept such as love or wellness or great spirit. It might be in the form of great goddess or great mother, great God, great father, great mystery. Or it may be interconnecting universal source, or something even different from that. So spend a few moments connecting with the sacred, with source, according to your own tradition. And then closing your eyes or lowering your gaze, imagine that you are surrounded with a radiant white light, the color of starlight, as you'd look into the night sky and see the stars, that radiance of light with all the colors in the rainbow perfectly balanced. So focus on that white radiant starlight, and as you breathe in and out, let that light flow in you and around you, cleansing away, dispelling what's not needed, and after you've done that for several breaths, then resonate more deeply with the light, with the radiant white light, and start letting it nurture you, heal you, repattern you, nurture you. And then as you feel ready, that light around you and within you turns into a vibrant red. Breathing in, and as you do, letting that red light flow in you and around you, cleansing away what is not needed. Be aware of what you experience as you work with the red light as a cleansing light. And then the red light as a healing and nurturing light. Letting that color flow wherever it needs to flow, in your body, in your thoughts, your feelings, your energetic self, your spiritual self. And as you become one with the color red, the red light, let the healing power go wherever it's needed, in yourself, in your life. And in like fashion, the red light turns into a vibrant orange, and you work with it as a healing, cleansing light at first, breathing it in and circulating the orange vibrant light to cleanse away what's not needed. Be aware of what you experience as you cleanse yourself with the orange light. And then after several breaths, drink it in as a nurturing and healing light, letting it flow wherever it needs to be, to bring healing and wellness to you. The orange light turns into a vibrant yellow light. And as you breathe in and let the yellow light circulate around, let this cleansing yellow light dispel what is not needed in your consciousness, in your body, in your feelings, in your energy state, in your soul. And after working with the yellow light for several breaths, then focus on it being a healing, nurturing light, flowing and going to whatever parts of yourself, your consciousness, your body is in need. Becoming one with the yellow light of healing and wellness. And then letting it turn into a beautiful green light, the green of growing things. And the green light clears away as a cleansing light what is not needed within your being right now. Taking several breaths, letting the green light as cleanser flowing around you and in you. And then the green light turning into a vibrant, healing, and nurturing force. Taking it in whatever way or ways you are guided to do so, becoming one with the vibrant, healing, green light of well-being and life. And the green light shifts to a bright blue, vibrant blue light. And as you breathe that in and move it around yourself, with each breath, it cleanses away what is not needed. Be with that for a few breaths. And the vibrant blue light turns into a healing, nurturing light. And as you continue to work with it, become one with it, let that vibrant blue light bring healing and well-being to you, your thoughts, your feelings, your energy state, your body, your soul. Be one with the blue light. And the bright blue light now turns into a deep, dark blue, a deep navy blue, an indigo light. And as you breathe in indigo light as a cleansing light, let it swirl within you and around you, dispelling what is not needed, dissolving away any barriers to well-being, cleansing with indigo light. And then letting the indigo light being a source of healing and nurturing, experiencing yourself radiating, vibrating with the indigo light, absorbing indigo light wherever you need that within your being for healing and wellness. Being one with the healing and well-being of indigo light. And the indigo light turns into a purple-violet light, and the purple-violet light, as you breathe in and out, it is a cleansing light, cleansing away whatever negativity or problem energy may be within yourself, within your aura, dispelling, cleansing away what is not needed, what is problematic, dispelling that. And then the purple-violet light becomes a source of healing and nurturance as you breathe it in and imagine yourself vibrating with it and absorbing the purple-violet light wherever it is needed for healing and well-being for yourself. And as we conclude, the purple-violet light turns into a radiant white light. This time, it has all the colors of the rainbow, the spectrum colors of red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, all swirling around. And in this way of working with the rainbow light, no need to cleanse at this point. Just let it flow all around you. Radiate the radiant light with the colors of the rainbow in perfect harmony and well-being. And as you experience this rainbow white light within you and around you, absorb it wherever you need it, balancing your experiences with each of the spectrum colors. And now imagine yourself shining, radiating out the light all around you, deep within you, shining around you, being one with the radiance of white light, with all the colors of the rainbow in perfect harmony. And in the next few moments of quiet, as you continue to experience yourself shining like a star, let a word or a phrase come to you of guidance and blessing. And know that you can work with that word, that phrase, or symbol with the guidance you received as part of your own spiritual practice in life. Spend a few moments now giving thanks to the radiant light, to the colors, to the divine, to source, as you aligned with Source. And if it feels right to do so, invite the divine to be with you, to guide you in spiritual cleansing and healing in your own personal life. Not only now, but in times to come. So be it. Some ways of working with spiritual cleansing: earth, air, fire, water, spirit. There's some other things that I would like to share with you in the remaining few minutes that we have. One is to have some type of item that you work with for cleansing that you can use in addition to breath, visualization, symbols, chanting. And it might be an elemental tool, such as I've shown here. Spring will be upon us in a few weeks for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. So something that you might find helpful for spiritual cleansing and healing and well-being work is the egg. Now, in some folk magic traditions, actual eggs of different types are actually used for spiritual cleansing as well, essentially taking the egg and moving it around the self and then disposing of, these are fresh eggs, disposing of the egg in a compost pile or some place. Some people do a whole thing with crossroads and whatever. I know not everybody works with eggs. Some vegan people prefer not to have that as part of one's life. So you can work with egg symbols instead. But essentially, some people will actually use eggs to cleanse self and then dispose of the egg as a way of releasing the negativity. So that's one way of working with eggs for spiritual cleansing. But you may also want to work with the egg image as a symbol that you have of new life and growth. In fact, you can use a meditation of an egg for cleansing and well-being. So I invite you to just take a few moments now and imagine an egg of light forming around you. An egg of light forming around you. And what we're going to do is with breath, we've just did a whole wonderful cleansing with colors, so we're going to use just breath and letting go whatever else we might need to let go. We imagine in our beautiful egg shape around us that the egg is semi-permeable, so we dispel what we don't need, and then we imagine a iridescent shimmer to the egg around us, and we experience healing and well-being. You might see it as a kind of philosopher's stone, and experience the life, the spirit, the joy, the love that's deep within you, filling the egg that's all around you. If you're in a situation where you feel like you need to do some protection work, you can use this egg meditation and imagine it's mirrored and that the mirror energy around it deflects out what is no longer needed. And inside, calming, centering, well-being. And another way of working with egg imagery is imagining it around you, calling on the sacred for divine inspiration, and then imagining the egg energy shifting and turning into a fountain coming out of the top of your head. Inspiration flowing forth. So the egg is a container for creative awakening and then transforming into a fountain of light, of inspiration and transformation. Wow, that's just... And having a symbol that you actually have on your altar not only can help you prepare for coming spring, but also can be a reminder of the power of imagery, of meditation of spiritual practice in bringing about better ways of being for ourselves and for others. So, in summary, you can do spiritual cleansing as part of a daily maintenance and hygiene recommended. Can use it in cases of acute problems, and you can use spiritual cleansing when you have to get better resilience to deal with complicated situations or stressors. It's a way of releasing, coming to center, aligning with the sacred, and having more fun with life and a healthier life. I hope that there are some things that we've shared today that you found helpful. I invite you, those of you who are on my Selena Fox Update Facebook Live, if you want to give feedback in the comments section, something you learned or something you're going to put in action, feel free to do that. Or if you prefer not to have it public and want to share it with me more privately, you can send an email to Selena, S-E-L-E-N-A, at circlesanctuary.org, and that will come to me. I thank you all for tuning in, and may we connect with the power of spirituality in ways that not only cleanse away what is not needed and what's challenging, but that awakens that wellness that's within us all along. And as we grow in wellness, let us reach out and be a source of wellness and inspiration for others in our homes, in our households, in our communities, in our nations, in this world, and beyond. Thanks again to all of you who have joined live, and thanks to all of you who will join later. And thanks to the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasting team, David and Jeanette Ewing, who do engineering and station management, to Laura and Deborah and Char, who are other podcasters, as well as the Ewings, and to all of the folks that are helping us social media and Circle Sanctuary Networking. And thanks to all of you and to the divine as one and as many. And thanks to the earth, the air, the fire, the water, the spirit, and the greater circle of nature of which we are all part here on this world and in the cosmos. Until next time, be safe, be well, have fun, and shine on. So be it.
Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit.
My body, water, my blood, air, my
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNPodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.